Hello, this is Lenny.
I was calling to see if you guys, one, if you guys have something that handles this today, and then two, to see if I could set up maybe just a 30-minute introduction to SpyCloud, just to give you a little bit more intel, walk you through the uncovered data that we have for you guys here at your demo, and then see if there's any gaps that we potentially could help you fill.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, is it any better? Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yes.
And this is Alvin Wong with Flex, correct?
Oh, good, yes.
Okay. All right, Alvin. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Would you be the right person to speak with when it comes to dark web monitoring or identity threat protection or third-party risks?
Yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
I don't have any recollection of speaking with you, so no, sir. Not it could have been one of my colleagues, but it wasn't me, no, sir.
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Lauren.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and she is very smart. I'll give her that, because she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
So I think what would do a little bit more service to you is probably get on a call with one of my search engineers to walk it through, because what I can say, just to get ahead of account takeover, ransomware, and fraud is kind of to the core of what SpyCloud does offer, just to get ahead of those bad actors keeping your companies or keeping your employees and keeping your consumers or your customers' identities or their credentials safe from session attacks or PII or anything from phished attacks or anything that has to do with third-party breaches. So I don't know if you have some time next week. The email I have for you, it's your first name dot last name at flex.com. Is that a good email for you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
It's okay. So,
again?
That's okay. I guess my question to you, Alvin, would be, are you guys evaluating your cybersecurity stack here at Flex?
Could you say that again, please?
Are you guys evaluating your cybersecurity stack at this time?
Yes.
Okay. Would it make sense to connect on a call to go over dark web monitoring or identity threat protection?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I'm calling from a company called SpyCloud, SpyCloud.
Well, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, that happens, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, these things are quite important. They're more important than any, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Sure.
Well, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Alvin?
Yes. Sorry. I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
That's okay, Alvin. I will reach out to potentially one of your other colleagues here at Flex to see if this is a priority for Flex's cybersecurity tool stack at this time. Okay.
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
I mean, how it would work is just to get ahead of identity threats that could potentially come into Flex's environment, just to get ahead of any third-party risks that could happen to you guys. You might run into
Does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
She said that I should be going for something like this, you know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for 1 second here? Hang on.
Sure.
Yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry, what were you saying?